Tonight, I'm getting us a little closer to a true live show than usual here on Asheville Music Sessions. DJ Smittymon is live right now at Experience Music with Asheville's Fwoot. Experience Music is a band development studio in North Asheville offering two professional rehearsal spaces. For more info, visit experiencemusicavl.com. And the band Fwoot includes Dulcie Ellenberger, Kevin Williams, and Ross Montsinger, who are going to be playing a mix of original music and carefully chosen covers, highlighting beautiful two-part harmony atop the deepest pockets of groove. For more info, check out fwoot.com. So with all that said, I'm just going to be quiet for a little while and turn it over to DJ Smittymon.
All right. Well, hey, and thanks, Alex. And thanks to everyone who has tuned in tonight or our stream via the AshevilleFM.org. We are so happy to have you with us. I'm DJ Smittymon, and we have another Asheville FM exclusive here on the Asheville Live Music Sessions. This one comes to you from Experience Music. It's a band development rehearsal studio on Merrimon Road right here in Asheville. If you're a band and you're looking for a place to get together and play, you might want to check this out. Experience Music. It's experiencemusicavl.com. And tonight, Asheville FM, along with Experience Music, are proud to present local Asheville music group, Fwoot, with a live jam that's starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Fwoot, live on Asheville FM.
much. What a great in-studio audience we have here. Yes. We are Fwoot.
Feels very good and strange to be playing music live again.
It does. Yeah, especially in a mask.
Yeah, playing in a mask.
Yeah, what a strange new reality.
Yeah.
It's wild. I realized the other day when we were practicing how much we rely on each other's faces to communicate and how we're just going to have to get really good at making laser eyes at each other over these masks, which I think we're getting there.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of communicating through the eyes anymore when, I guess in the past, most of my communication was through my mouth, believe it or not. That was a song called, Chrome Canyon. Which is on our Fwoot's new EP that just came out in October.
That's Fwoot, which, in case you can't understand through this mask, is Fwoot. You know, like Fwoot. F-W-U-I-T. See? Fwoot. Like you might have your breakfast with a side of Fwoot. Or your recommended daily serving of Fwoot.
Which you're currently getting right now.
That's right.
Lucky for you.
Fwoot.
Fwoot.
Keeping you regular. Since... 2018.
Yeah, it's still not spoiled.
Yeah, no.
No. What do we got? Very best? Oh, yeah.
Here's another one from that self-titled EP, Fwoot. Let me tell you something. You're one of the very best that I know. You're one of the
I'm not afraid to die.
my jacket off.
Yeah.
You know?
Get comf.
Yeah, I gotta get comfy. We're gonna have a sweat over here.
Yes.
Just like the old days.
Inside jokes.
Oh, man.
What's next on the old list? Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
This tune is a song I wrote in 2016 called Cassini. It's about a satellite, and I wrote it like basically the day after the election, which, as you might guess, was devastating for me. Well, you don't know me, so you might not guess that it was devastating for me. But the night of the election, as we were watching, I was sitting with my wife, and because I suppose emotions were running high, and, you know, it was a pretty intense night for the world, or for some. no offense, I'm not excluding anybody if it was not a tough night, if it was a celebration for you. But for us, it was a tough night. And I wrote this song the next day after kind of thinking about the, you know, how disconnected and somewhat dark the world felt at that moment, and kind of idealized the idea of being on this satellite and just being catapulted into space to never return. Now that sounds more dismal. Now we're back 4 years later, and I wrote a new song that's not quite got the same tone. But yeah, so this one is called Cassini, and it's about a satellite. If you have never heard the story, you should go read about Cassini and its mission. And I hope you enjoy this song.
I'm glad you didn't catapult yourself into space, Kev.
No, I mean, I would have come back.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I mean, yeah. Not if I was Cassini, but I would have just ideally liked to orbit the Earth for 4 years.
Fair enough. Same.
Possibly eight, but now just four.
Four!
And then, you know, land safely back on Earth and resume life as normal.
Sounds good.
Is the motionless stare of the night. You seize like a child. I'll wrap you up like a cub from the wild. Be like a drum. Beat my chest. Let it scream from your lungs. I don't want to feel it all. I don't want to feel. Gone is the light re-released to the wild.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Earth.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It feels better on Earth. In the moment, it seemed like space would be nice, but, you know, it's dark up there. I'm kind of scared of the dark.
Yeah. Ooh. We're going to do another one from the EP. We're playing the whole EP through right now, which is really fun. We were just talking before we started that we've only... This might be the first time ever in its entirety that we're playing the EP through.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, which is wild, but really fun. So this is one that we worked on earlier this year when we traveled down to Florida with our pals, The Moon and You, on a tour all the way down to the Keys. And this one was written with escape in mind. It's called Sparkling Water. Thanks so much.
Amigo?
Oh, another song about escape. Thanks so much, y'all, for joining us tonight. Again, I want to let you know that we are FWUIT, F-W-U-I-T, and we are a part tonight of the Asheville Live Music Sessions with 103.3 Asheville FM. And we're coming to you live from the Experience Music Space on Merriman Avenue in North Asheville. And y'all, let me just tell you from firsthand experience, this is a wonderful space. They're calling it a band development space. It's a space where you can come and practice and crank it up and not have to worry about your neighbors or anyone telling you you're being too loud, and work out what you're working out with your band here at Experience Music. So definitely check that out. I know we all are looking for rehearsal spaces, so this is definitely one worth coming to. They got a back line and everything. So thanks so much for having us, Asheville FM, with the Asheville Live Music Sessions. This is a real treat.
Yeah.
Yes. We're going to travel across the pond now to a place where the croissants flow like rivers of chocolate.
Gay Paris.
Gay Paris. Maybe you've heard of it. We're twirling through the street. Le temps de Gay Paris.
All right, we're going to try a tune for you, another one from the EP. This is a song called Bring It By, which is a song I wrote back in the spring, I guess, basically a little ways into the onset of the pandemic. And, you know, I kind of crossed the threshold, I suppose, of extreme, you know, panic and worry to kind of settling into a weird comfort in the isolation. Not isolation from my, you know, family or friends, but I was kind of fortunate enough to have the opportunity to paint my house for our landlord, and there was some strange, very comforting moment that I found not long into the beginning of quarantine and being at home with my wife and my dog and my cat. And I started really just feeling appreciative, I guess, for the things, the four walls around me, I suppose. But, you know, this song is kind of a strange one because I think for us as a band for years, forever, I mean, from other projects we've been in, like Holy Ghost Tent Revival and Moves and stuff like that, most of our songwriting has been kind of a trial by fire. You write a song on the road, you maybe play it once or twice, and then you just start playing it in a show. You know, you kind of like throw it in water and see if it floats or not. But with this song, since we were in quarantine, we've literally never played it as a band until just recently. So it's an interesting, different approach. It was one that was just done totally alone, you know, by myself at home, and we never got a chance to play it together or workshop it or rehearse at all. So it's kind of a different approach on this song. And I'm excited to play it for the first time. Please forgive me if it doesn't go as planned.
There's a light burning like a fire. There's a song coming through the wire. I keep my radio warm and low. Bring it by my house where the wildflowers grow. And in the night, pull our dinner from the garden. We were wrong to deny lip and our tongue. And in the glow, warm and low, bring it by my house where the seed we sow.
Thank you.
Feels really good to play that song, Kev.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It does feel good to play it.
It does. That's the first time ever in front of people, so thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it adds a whole different element.
It does. You guys made my palms sweaty.
I know. It's funny. Like, you know, you get used to being alone in your room practicing, and we go through the various emotions of that, and, you know, singing to our plants and our pets, but having other human beings in the room is
yeah,
very
it's really nice.
Nice. It's very yeah. magical.
It is.
Yeah.
It's very, very nice to feel the human interaction, the
yeah.
feedback of another person in your presence. It's something that, you know, I guess you realize it from time to time playing music out at shows and venues, depending on the venue. But you know, you know those like special nights or venues where you feel connected to the crowd and the people that are there. But you kind of, I guess take it for granted or forgot how important the human interaction is and how bored I am with myself playing at home, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not entertained by myself. Well, I can entertain myself. Maybe I should say my wife isn't entertained by me.
Yeah, I hear you, Kev. It's nice to be out and the other human beings. It's really nice.
It is.
I get sick of myself, too. Well, since that was the whole EP, do y'all want to play the other song that we wrote in Florida this year?
Oh, yeah.
So in true 2020 fashion, we went to Florida, as I was telling you earlier, on this tour down to the Keys. And in true 2020 fashion, when we were in Key West, they had the coldest weather that they've had in 10 years. And we awoke to warnings on our phones to watch for falling iguanas because they were freezing in the trees and falling out onto people. And then we heard tell of a fella who was collecting them and put a bunch of them in his car because they freeze and they go into this, like, they're frozen. They're not dead. They're just frozen. So he went around collecting them and put them in his car and they thawed out while he was driving. So, I mean, why not, right? Why wouldn't we have iguanas falling from the sky in 2020?
That's how we started 2020, too.
It's true. That was the
January.
Beginning of this year. So we figured we should probably write a song about it. Yeah. So.
That's a great band name, Falling Iguanas.
Falling Iguanas. Yeah. That is a good band name. Oh, keep that in mind. All right, so here it is, the story of the frozen and falling iguanas, as told to you by Woot!
Thank you. that went. Believe it or not. Woo!
Should we do Kev's new one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You want to say something about it, Kev?
No, that's fine. No. It's a touchy subject, but I guess I don't have to get into details.
It's after 10 o'clock. I don't have to tell we're allowed.
That's true. We're allowed to curse. We're allowed to tell secrets.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a little bit. I won't dive deep into details on this song, but I guess it kind of came about basically from a conversation that I had with an old friend that I had grown up with. I mean, somebody that I had known since childhood. Over the years, as you do with many relationships in your life, we kind of started to realize by our adult lives, at least, by maybe college, that we were, you know, maybe not the most compatible, but still someone that I really cared for and admired in a lot of ways. He was a very close friend of mine from the time we were kids. As I guess time went on, we kind of didn't see each other as much, and the fork in the road widened further and further, the gap. But there was one time that I was home for, you know, holidays or whatever, and got into a conversation with him, and it was, you know, it was great to see him in the moment. We were having a really nice conversation, and then a subject came up that was completely ignorant and offensive and out of line and, you know, every single level. So I kind of didn't really stay in touch with this person after that. I separated for the longest time. But then at some point, I don't know, I guess as you get a little bit older, you kind of give less and less of a shit about how somebody might perceive you or what you're going to say to them. So you just say what you think. So I finally kind of just like worked up the courage to be like, you know, what you said was ignorant and offensive and blah, blah, blah. And I only want to address this, you know, whatever, because I care about you and I do value our friendship and all of that, only to be met with hostility. Which kind of, you know, put the nail in the coffin as far
seals
as being
the deal.
Yeah, seals the deal. Like, all right, I guess as time went on, we realized we were not meant to be lifetime friends, and that's okay. I still have a lot of respect for this person, and I truly do love them as an individual. You just start realizing at a certain point in life that maybe you won't ever see eye to eye on certain things, and that is also okay. So anyway, after that conversation with him, I wrote this song. And it's called Keep Up.
I thought you were better than me.
wanna come out of the gate swinging. I don't wanna step into the light. I don't really wanna listen to a word y'all saying. If the dawn hurts, run for the night. Run for the night. Oh, run for the night. Moral of the story, don't be a jerk, you know?
Moral of the story is don't be a jerk.
Just don't be a jerk. Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, we want to, hey, this is DJ Schmidt. I want to thank everyone who's listening. This is the Asheville Live Music Sessions. We've been pleasantly entertained here by the band Fruit here at the Experience Fruit at the Experience Music Studios on Merrimon Road. I want to thank Chuck and Billy for making that happen for us here at Experience Music. And, of course, the band Fruit, Dulcie, Ross, Kevin, thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Truly thank Dave Baker for the engineering on this set and MK for hanging out with us. So thanks, everybody. Back to the band. We got one or two more if you can. Thanks.
Thanks all so much for hanging out with us. Just want to have one more shameless plug that we started a Patreon. And I feel like this might be a good space to share that information. Not being able to tour has definitely, you know, affected us and our business as it has everyone else. But that is a great way that you can support artists in their creative endeavors and be in touch with what we're doing behind the scenes. And we are constantly trying to create new stuff and put content out there. So if you're interested at all, hop onto Patreon and check out Fwoot, F-W-U-I-T, and be our lemon bud. Yeah. Thank you so much, y'all. It's been a real joy to be here tonight. How
This is Alex back in Studio A. I just wanted to thank Flute and Experience Music and DJ Smeegon and all the folks that let this Asheville Music Sessions happen this week. Fly Trap is up next, so don't go anywhere.